Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. Today, we're continuing on with the 21st day in 33 days of Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for Marian consecration. If you'd like more information, please call Mary at 305-205-2907 and hopefully she could provide you a free booklet. This booklet was prepared by Father Michael Gately. And before I start today's 21 day, which is the last day for Blessed Mother Teresa, is tomorrow we're going to be starting with St. John Paul II, fourth week. But a little sad news. My little bird, my cocktail bird, 14 years, that we had with him went to heaven today. And a little choked up about him. I don't know if you recall of any of the podcasts I had about him. I'll post some pictures. Just quickly, a few things. One, kind of like on a spiritual level, I was talking to him. You know, I had long conversations, I guess. It was my bird. They said he's very intelligent, so I kind of believed that. But anyway, so I said, do you see my guardian angel? And he immediately looked to the right of me. I mean, like, his head right to the right. So, and I think that kind of makes sense. A guardian angel would be on our right side, considering, you know, Jesus on the right side of the Father. And that's kind of like the, I guess, the important side. So next time when you're looking right, you're probably looking right at your guardian angel. And so again today, I said it's week, day number 21. Be the one with Mary. In case of the list of the 12 duties that we covered yesterday, has got some of you feeling overwhelmed, today we focus on a simple way of remembering the essence of Mother Teresa consecration to Mary. Be the one, or more specifically, be the one with Mary. What does this mean? The main clue comes from the offertory verse on Psalms 68:21 for the Mass of the Feast of the Sacred Heart. My heart had expected reproach and misery. I look for the one that gave grave together with me, and there is none. And I thought that would console me, but, and I found none. Mother Teresa responds with, be the one to console Jesus by starting the burning thirst for love. She writes, tell Jesus, I will be the one. I will comfort you and encourage you and love him. Be Jesus. He prayed and prayed, and then he went and looked for consolation, but there was none. I always write that sentence. I looked for one to comfort me, but I found no one. Then I write, be the one, so that now you be the one. Try to be the one to share with him, to comfort him, to console him. So let us ask Our Lady to help us understand. The last sentence is key. We need Our Lady to help us understand the thirst of Jesus. She's the one to console him best. She's the spouse of the Consoler, the Holy Spirit. Through Mary, the Holy Spirit can help us understand what it means to be a consoler of the heart of Jesus. Let us try in a special way to come as close as a human heart can come to the heart of Jesus and try to understand as much as possible Jesus' terrible pain caused to by our sins and our thirst for our love. Thank God Our Lady was there to understand fully the thirst of Jesus, poor love. She must be straight away said, I saturate your thirst with my love and the suffering of my heart. Yes, we thank God, Our Lady. She teaches us to be the one. With her consoling Jesus on Calvary, she helps us to be straight away as Jesus. That is your thirst. See, what exactly does that mean? What does it mean to saturate the thirst of Jesus? Two things. To console Jesus, the head of the mystical body, and console him, the member of his body. How can we console Jesus, the head of the body? By being apostles of joy, which means to console the spirit of the heart of Jesus through joy. We'll do this especially in Mary's joy. For Mother Teresa continues, please ask for Our Lady to give me her heart. Mary is the one who, despite her own trials of darkness, praises and thanks God in all things and smiles at him and consoles with him her love. It's simple and beautiful. Mother summarizes it, trademark three verses. Total surrender to God, loving trust, and perfect cheerfulness. Basically, it's to be as a child with Mary, smiling at Jesus and loving him from the foot of the cross. Now, how do we console Jesus and the members of his body? By recognizing the thirst. Everyone thirsts, rich and poor, young and old, believers and unbelievers. Everyone has a restless heart for God. For a man is restless for thirst. To console Jesus is, in other words, to respond to their suffering, especially to the deepest, most universal suffering, the thirst for love. We should respond to this in an open, not with indifference, but with a gentle smile that says, I delight that you exist. And I too. You exist and I do too. Understand the pain of the thirst, Mother explains. The greatest evil is the lack of love and charity, the terrible indifference towards one's neighbor. People today are hungry for love and for understanding love, which is much greater and which is only the answer to loneliness and great poverty. By accepting her thirst with Mary's help and not running away from it, Mother Teresa could understand the thirst of others, both Jesus on the cross and Jesus in her neighbor. And she became a true apostle of mercy and joy, a true missionary of charity. Today's prayer, come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me be the one to console Jesus with Mary. Amen. And God bless you all. I would just like to say it's a couple of things going on in Ariel Anchor Cancer Foundation that I appreciate that I'm a part of. These children and these families are definitely the least ones. Not only are they pretty much mostly poor, but also the suffering, the pains of cancer as children. The pains of cancer for anyone, even adults, is a terrible suffering that anyone should go through. And children's, it's even harder. Diane Trevelli, who lost her daughter when she was only 10 years old, went back and decided from her suffering and pain to make something positive about that. And she pledged to her daughter that she was going to help the little ones who had cancer, just like she did. And some of these little ones don't make it.
they pass on to heaven, and some stay in fighting. Diane is going to be coming out with a new song, and it's called the Cancer Fight Song, and I can't wait till everyone could hear it, and it's going to be on hopefully iTunes, so you could download it, and all proceeds will go to the Area Anchor Cancer Foundation. But more important, we're going to have a new anthem for those who have cancer, young and old, like to keep fighting. And I hope that's what that song will do for them. Again, God bless you all. And thank you for all your gifts to me, for your prayers, and listening on to this podcast and this radio show. Amen.